Hi, Radio St. Pete. This is Alexis Baum of ABC's You. ABC's You is the show that sees people for who they are, where they are, and shines just a little audio spotlight on their story. And today, ABC's who?
Christopher Rich.
Hey, Christopher Rich in green, because it's St. Patty's Day. And we're in your home here in historic Kenwood, and we are about to explore your art. Do you want to give us a little taster of what your art's
about? I do. I want to tell you, I find everything that I can use that can be recycled, that can be repurposed, that has some kind of broken beauty to it. And I like things that can be combined and tell a story. I use anagrams in a lot of my titled pieces. As well, there's always a little secret in some of my things. You have to open the boxes, you gotta look behind the mirrors, and you find something magical and wonderful.
Oh, I love that. Okay, well, the listeners can't really open the boxes, but like what, give me like, we're standing in front of a few. Let's try to describe something for the listeners.
So this piece right here, of course, has an anagram on the front, and since for the listeners, I'll go ahead and let you know, the anagram is all done in W's, which are, the W's are M's and vice versa. It's titled Miss Me.
Oh, I didn't even catch that because I didn't
inside do the puzzle. Inside this little tiny box, those are mouse vertebrae.
Oh my gosh, inside of vertebrae, like a shell-coated...
Vertebrae, and then there's some Chinese tokens in there. If you come around to this side, this is actually a tintype photograph from the 1890s of a child.
Okay.
You come around to this side over here and you hit it right at the right angle, you can look in through the broken mirror and you can get a picture. You can see the child again.
Oh my goodness, yes, I can see the picture, the old black and white photo in the broken mirror.
This one has some miniature perfume bottles, some broken dolls. These are actually still real postcards. They've got stamps on them. You can read the little letters. And sometimes when I find old letters and postcards, it's interesting because sometimes people wrote in code. Because you never knew who at your house might actually get the postcard. Because there's things like, how is Emily? Is everything okay? So, you know.
And you just make up the rest of that story.
You can like kind of like figure out in your head like what it is. This is vintage Christmas birds on top. Christmas was not always red and green. It was everything. And some people that didn't celebrate Christmas still used decorations that were of the season. So these are vintage Christmas birds up there. These are real baby deer horns that have been grafted on there with the jewels.
That piece just has everything in it.
This piece here is called Thataboy. Kids at the turn of the century and before, and sometimes still now, have such a hard time just getting by and surviving. And to get a little trinket like a penny doll, a glass animal, anything that they could find was something cherished and loved. And if you got your photograph done, maybe you only got it done two or three times in your whole life.
Mm.
Maybe your marriage, maybe when you're a child, and maybe when you died.
Yeah.
Mortuary photography and postmortem photography was super popular. And I find all of that interesting. That's why I work with prosthetic teeth, real teeth, animal bones, taxidermy heads. This is a baby bunny head. But if you look at this little guy, he's been through it.
Oh, yeah.
And he looks tough. He's like ready to give it to somebody again. I love this kid. Someone said instead of that a boy, it should be called badass. But, you know, you never know. This one up here, he's so proud of his little suit. And he's like a miniature man.
He is.
You know, and they dressed children kind of like little miniature adults back then,
too.
Yeah,
I can see
that. Everything matched. Peter's Garden, it's a lovely piece. It's a broken antique tin bunny rabbit. He is from the early 1950s, and when he came to me, he was missing his ears. So I decided he should be more like a jackalope. I'm from Texas originally, and jackalopes is kind of a funny fake thing that you know you see in bars and things like that. He's got hands, everything that a jackalope might collect in its little den.
Yeah, this is a very different piece than the other one, because this is
totally
all kind of like
very different.
Newer things. Looks like it has little toy
it
figurines
does.
In it.
It does. It's got plastics in it. It's got all kinds of things. I do the vintage Christmas. These are from the 1940s. They used to come with candy canes in the back of them. And I replaced them and mounted them. And
they're like
Christmas
little Santa
ornaments.
Crosses and ornaments.
Yeah. And it's
so where
great
do you find
Christmas
all
time.
This stuff?
eBay, estate sales. I have clients now from all over the place that they get so into it. And they have two or three of my pieces. And they're like, oh, Christopher would love that. He could use
and
that.
And they find stuff and they send it to you? Is
or
that right?
They might inherit something. And they're like, oh, Let's send that to Christopher. And it's great. I have a woman I just met yesterday who bought two pieces. She is bringing me her mom's fur coat. Her mom has been gone for 40 years.
Wow.
The coat doesn't smell like her mom anymore, so she doesn't want it.
So you're going to make something special.
I'm making something special, and I'm going to send her pictures and maybe send her one of the pieces.
She'll love that.
Yeah.
And so if someone discovers something that they want to send to Christopher Rich.
Yes, they can send it to me.
How do they find you? Where do you have it?
Beautiesinabottle.com.
Beautiesinabottle.com.
Uh-huh. Okay. And I am on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. And I have the website, too.
Okay, beautiesinabottle.com.
That's correct.
And let's just leave the listeners with one more story because we're near the tail end of the Artist Studio Tour. What has been a memorable moment for you on this tour?
This tour, just getting to visit with all of the people who collect and that appreciate art. And that inspires me in the way that the way they perceive art. Everybody's perception of things is so different, but it's been wonderful.
Well, thanks for doing this. I think
Thank you, Alexis. My first time on the tour, and I'm so happy to be doing some more.
Well, we hope to see you again next year.
You will. You definitely will.